He did it all for me. Amen. And that's what it means to be saved. It means coming to that place where you believe that He didn't just die for others, that He in fact died for you. He did it all for me. If there had only been me, He would have done it. Amen. One of the parts of that song, the last verse I think, said, He came to His own. He came to His own people, and they received Him not. I used to think that meant He came to the Jews, but I got a much wider mindset than that now, because I realize that His own is all of us. We're all His in the creative sense. We're all His in the redemptive sense. Amen. He came to His own, and His own received Him not, but as many. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God. Amen. So anyone who says, He did it all for me. Amen. He did it all for me. And when you begin to lift your thoughts, and it's not enough to believe that He did it for others. It has to be personal. You have to be able to say, He did it for me. Can you say that this morning? Go like this. He did it all for me. He did it all for me. Hallelujah. Have you got that? If you really believe that in your heart, if you really believe that He did it all for you, that's the giant step that a person has to take to be saved. And when you get that issue settled, He calls you one of His children, because you are now viewing what He did as something that was done for you. Amen. He did it all for me. How about you? He did it all for me. How about you? Can you say that? Do you really believe that in your heart? That He did it for you? Then you're my brother. You're my sister. That's what it means to be born again. It's getting a new mindset. As long as you believe He did it for others, it'll never have any real value to you personally. You have to believe He did it all for me. Oh, I don't mean by that we exclude others and say, just for me and no one else. No. He wasn't saying that, but He was saying it's a personal matter that Jesus died for your sins. Amen. Yes, He did. And if you can say in your heart, He did it all for me, you're a child of God. Amen. You're born of the Spirit, because that's what it takes. That's the big step. Oh, yes. And you know what? Once you come to believe that He did it for you, your life will change at that point. Amen. You've got something inside of you that makes you look at life in a totally different way. Because now, once you know He did it all for you, and you've come to accept that truth, you have the motivation to live only to please Him, to do His will. Can you say again this morning, He did it all for me? Say it again. He did it all for me. And if you can believe that, dear sinner friend, if you're in this service this morning, never ever said that really in your heart before. It's the difference between life and death. It's the difference between heaven and hell. He did it all for me. With every head bowed, every eye closed. And while the Spirit of God is speaking in the hearts of numbers of people in this congregation, how many can say from the heart, I know that He did it all for me. And this morning I want to make that personal confession. I want to say, Jesus did it all for me. And though I've never said that before, but this morning I know, as this quartet was ministering, that song got through to my spirit, and I now realize that He did it for me. And I want to just lift up my hands in public acknowledgement of the fact that I know He is my own personal Savior. Anybody have that kind of an experience this morning? Put your hand right up. Put it up. Put it up. I see a number of hands here this morning. A number of hands are going up to say, I really know that. I know that this morning. I've got it in my spirit. I know that He did it all for me. Hallelujah. Now see that, when you get that in your spirit, when you get that in your spirit, it makes all the difference. And then you need to turn to somebody. You need to turn to someone right now. You can look right straight at me now. Look right straight at me. Now I want you to turn to somebody, and I want you to say to them, He did it all for me. Just say that to somebody. He did it all for me. That's a confession of faith. That's saying, I know He did it for me. He didn't just do it for the world in general. He did it for me. Hallelujah. What a song. And what a wonderful expression of ministry this great Stamps Quartet has brought to us. I am now saying, you're now officially adopted members of this church. Hallelujah. You're a part of this body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you're in town, come here. Hallelujah. We want to rejoice with you, and we want to hear your ministry to the Lord. What a wonderful thing that is.